In the name of Jesus, amen. One of my colleagues puts it like this to his confirmants: would you rather be in heaven with Satan or in hell with Jesus? Of course, where Jesus is, where he promises to be, there is heaven, even if it looks like hell. But the question draws a distinction worth making. What do you desire? Do you desire Jesus or what Jesus gets you? Like the neighborhood kids, do they come over to play because they love to be with my daughters, or because we have a little Barbie heaven with the hotel and the camper and the summer house? Is Jesus what I want, or is Jesus just the way to what I want? Is it the Father's house and many rooms that you're angling for, or is it the one who goes to prepare a place for you? There's a strong case for wanting just heaven over Jesus. Heaven will be great. No pain, no sickness, no old age, no fights, no crying. I will feel good in heaven. Don't you want that? I want that. The whole world wants that. A perfect, pleasurable, and safe kingdom. Even an idolater like Lucifer lusts after pleasures of a place like that, even if better if God isn't there. But there's nothing particularly Christian about wanting that. Listen to what Jesus says. Listen to where Jesus wants to be, there in the upper room on the night he is betrayed. He's not talking about going to a place, to a mere big house with many rooms at all. He's talking about going to a person. He craves to be with his Father, no matter where his Father is abiding, no matter what he has to suffer to be with his Father. Being with the Father is everything for Jesus, no matter the consequences. And because he loves you, he wants to bring you to the Father. But you can't go. Sin won't permit it. Sin cuts you off, casts you out. You are forsaken. Your Father doesn't know you. But Jesus goes to the Father, prepares the way for you to his Father, goes to a person, not just a place. But what way exactly is that? Jesus says you know the way to where he is going. Excellent. You know then. He says you know. But thank God that Thomas is troubled enough to confess for all of us, we really don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? The way Jesus goes is not fun, not easy, but it is the way. He goes before his Father's judgment throne, the place where you do not want to be with your sins, a place that you cannot stand and survive. But Jesus goes to stand before the Father for you, to be condemned, to be forsaken, to be abandoned, to be the sinner. Jesus will stand before the only just judge, and he will spill his blood all over the mercy seat where mercy sits. It is the blood from his death. It's almost sanitizingly quaint for Jesus to know all this, to know what is coming this night and tomorrow, but to say only, I go to prepare a place for you. That's all he's up to on Friday, preparing a place. But you know where he is going. His destination is the Father, even as he shows you all about the Father, what kind of Father, what kind of Father's love, what kind of Father's sacrifice that he gives his Son, what he loves the most. Same for Jesus. But it's not the stuff of heaven, but the God of heaven that makes heaven desirable. He is for you. And I want to be just as bold in the pulpit. I'll show you the Father by showing forth Jesus. So where are you going? Or better, to whom are you going? Jesus takes you to the Father, shows you the Father, joins you to the Father. Or did you really just want heaven instead? Believing in Jesus in order to get heaven, to get what's finally wonderful for ourselves, and to use Jesus as a means to get it. I want his stuff. I like his stuff. Not necessarily him. I don't suppose that qualifies as faith or love. More like more of my selfishness and idolatry. Where are the people who want to be with the man, Jesus Christ, no matter where he is found? If Jesus is in heaven, content to stand with him there. But if Jesus is on the cross, or in hell, or lying in the cancer ward or at the graveside, content to be with him there. Or suffering persecution and imprisonment and death at the hands of Caiaphas and Pilate and Saul and every false pastor, content to be there, covered with accusation and spit and bruises. Because the destination is Jesus, the person, the one who shows you the Father. The goal is not to get into heaven. The goal is to be where Jesus is, no matter what, no matter where that is. For Jesus is where the Father is well pleased to be found, where the Creator Spirit restores his creatures as they were before. The highest joy, face to face, by the way of Jesus, the way of suffering and death, the way of blood and life, the way Luther puts it today. God said to his beloved Son, "It's time to have compassion. Then go, bright jewel of my crown, and bring to all salvation." The Son obeyed his Father's will, was born of virgin mother, and God's good pleasure to fulfill, he came to be my brother. To me, he said, "Stay close to me. I am your rock and castle, your ransom. I myself will be. For you I strive and wrestle. For I am yours, and you are mine. And where I am, you may remain. The foe shall not divide us." So you are his. And where he is, you may be also. For you do know him and his Father from now on. But my Philip still wants to jump right over Jesus to the Father. "Just show us the Father, that'll be enough for us." No, it's not enough, not nearly enough. Crucifixion, to it is finished, to bowing his head and giving up his spirit and blood and water out of him, that's enough for you. And that is the way. You have come to the Father through the only way possible, through that man abiding at the altar this morning in bread and wine. And you abide in him. There's the truth. That's your life. You have Jesus here, the Father's house, and he has heaven with him. Amen.